Another death has been added to the COVID-19 toll for New Zealand, despite the fact the woman, who was in her 90s, did not actually have the virus when she died. There are now just 8 active cases, all of them in Auckland. At a media conference in Wellington this afternoon, the Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, announced there were no new cases of COVID-19 for the 6th day in a row. He said Eileen Hunter, a resident of St. Margaret's Rest Home in Te Atatū, was diagnosed with COVID in mid-April and transferred to Waitakere Hospital and then North Shore before being discharged back to St Margaret's after 2 negative tests. She died on Sunday.
Now, it's important to note that Eileen was regarded as having recovered from COVID-19 at the time of her death, and COVID-19 is not recorded as the primary cause of her death on her death certificate. However, after consideration, we have decided to include Eileen's death in our overall tally of COVID-19 related deaths, consistent with our inclusive approach to date, so that we have got a good idea of the full impact of this condition on our health and well-being in New Zealand. This means our total number of COVID-19 related deaths is now 22.
Despite nearly a week of zero new cases, New Zealanders are still facing another 4 weeks of level 2 restrictions. Dr. Bloomfield said the World Health Organization's advice is that countries must proceed carefully with relaxing restrictions because there's always the risk of a second wave of infections.
As we've said before, you know, this virus has a long tail. And I think one could even say, look, the announcement of a further death today from an infection that happened some time ago shows just how long the impact of this disease can be there. And we have also seen that some people are testing positive quite a long way after they might have originally been infected. So there's that aspect of it, but there's also the important aspect, the pillar of our elimination strategy, and that is keeping it out at the border. We've been successful to date since going into alert level 3 and 2, actually since we started the lockdown, and we want to make sure that is all watertight, especially if we're contemplating opening up travel with Australia, which would be under a reciprocal no quarantine required basis.
Australia has recorded over 100 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks. Dr. Bloomfield said before opening up the border with Australia, health authorities will want to be sure there is no community transmission and that any risks can be managed.
The key thing we'll be looking at in Australia is where are the cases and can they be explained? And those are the things that will be influencing decisions inside Australia about travel between states as well, I would imagine. So I think we will see once there is a degree of comfort with travel between states in Australia, then it may well be they feel they are ready, and I can't preempt the decision by the Australian leadership, they are ready for that trans-Tasman arrangement.
Eliminating the virus from New Zealand is key, but eradication is out of our hands.
Really, eradication will be a global effort. It's very hard for New Zealand to say we're on a pathway to eradicate a virus that clearly is still incredibly prevalent and growing in prevalence offshore.
Vaccination is the world's best hope to completely wipe out COVID-19. Dr. Bloomfield was asked about whether the Health Ministry would advocate making vaccination against COVID-19 compulsory when one is finally available. He replied he doesn't envisage force would be necessary because most New Zealanders will want to do what they can to protect themselves, their families and the wider community.
I think we've crossed that bridge when we get to it, but I'd be very surprised if New Zealanders don't get right in behind an effort if the vaccine's made available and they can get one.
And Dr. Bloomfield urged New Zealanders to keep up the good work and stay safe going into the long weekend.